Now, the new public broadcasting entity is one step closer to becoming a reality as the legislation setting it up makes its way through Parliament. By mid-next year, Aotearoa New Zealand Public Media will be operating with RNZ and TVNZ as subsidiaries. The finer details of how it's all going to work are still being thrashed out. Our political reporter Giles Dexter has more.
ANZPM is hardly the snappiest name. Google thinks you're searching for Amazon and then gives the top result as the Australian and New Zealand Society of Palliative Medicine. Broadcasting Minister Willie Jackson now has less than a year to get Aotearoa New Zealand Public Media and its purpose into people's heads.
I've tried to be very clear in terms of what's expected in terms of a new public entity, so I don't know if I could have been much clearer.
The public media entity will be established next March and up and running from July, at which point TVNZ and RNZ will become subsidiaries and then by 2028 dissolved. Setting up the entity has been left to an establishment board chaired by former New Zealand First Minister Tracy Martin. She says, first things first, don't call it a merger.
It's not a merger, so there is no intention of job losses. We actually want this entity to do more.
ANZPM will be an autonomous Crown entity, or ACE, monitored by the Ministry of Arts, Culture and Heritage. An ACE must give regard to government policy rather than sit independent of that policy. While editorial independence, impartiality and balance will be enshrined in its charter, National's broadcasting spokesperson Melissa Lee isn't convinced.
I don't think anybody should have control of news, really. News media, your news entity should actually be independent of government or any, politicians. Politicians shouldn't tell you how to do the job. But I think I can only talk about the perception, right? I think when people actually look at news and actually feel that it is one-sided, they accuse you of bias.
Tracy Martin says because the entity will have partly commercial funding, it doesn't fit the independent model. But the delivery of its charter is more important than making money.
It has to create commercial revenue because we need money to spend on content and other delivery and so on. But that is not its driver. This is a public media entity partially supported by commercial revenue. And that has to be repeated and drilled into the new organisation at every opportunity.
She's also aware of challenges around how some media is perceived. The Establishment Board is looking at what other countries are doing to stop the decline in public trust in the media and to grow it again.
So that they can have confidence that when they go to whatever is a platform that this entity has, they know that it's verifiable truth, it's backed by integrity, and there's a tool that can prove it, and that their reporters are completely independent and are not influenced or cannot be influenced in any way, shape or form.
The legislation now goes to Parliament's Economic Development, Science and Innovation Committee. Melissa Lee is pushing for some changes.
I just think media, news entity should be independent of government policy. So that's one of the things that I would actually, want to change.
And Willie Jackson is open to those discussions.
There's a few gaps here. So, I have no problem answering National's questions, but we don't have all the answers now. But I think we'll get there because there has, that's not the first query that we've had in that area.
Select Committee Chair Jamie Strange says submissions are expected to be heard from mid-September.